Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New beginnings is not just for the young. I've been saying this for so many years, amen. And I believe what the word says, it's not just for the young, amen. God has a plan for you and for me, amen. It doesn't make a difference what the situation is, what direction you're going in. You can always make a U-turn, amen. And God has a new beginning for you, amen. Of course, you know, this evening, this Wednesday. We like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Amen. We're doing our regular scheduled broadcast, and we have Pastor Rose Dixon, who will be the next voice that you hear. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in and participate, you can call in and participate. The call in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. That is the call-in number. And our Zoom, if you would like to call in and participate by Zoom, and that's for those of you who may be coming in or listening for the first time, we have added Zoom, and as well as you can see it on Facebook as well. You can go on to what is the Dr. Suzanne? What is the Zoom code?
ID? The Zoom meeting ID is 505-563-6808. The passcode is Psalm 23, capital P S A L M 23.
Amen. So we make sure that you have that. You can participate on Zoom if you choose. So we are just increasing our tools for this ministry. Amen. So you have the opportunity not only to visually see it through Zoom, that's a new thing that everyone is doing, but we also have the opportunity you can go on to, you can call in if you choose to as well. Keep in mind also that you can also go into the archives and pull up this message, share it with a friend. Amen. And how do you do that? I'm glad that you asked. You go into Blog Talk Radio, type in Blog Talk Radio. And then once you type that in, then you would type in We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, We Can Begin Again. And that is the that will get you into the archives. And you can listen to this message once again. Amen. We're doing this basically to increase the kingdom. Amen. There are so many things that's going on, so many challenges. Amen. And we're just coming together as the body of Christ to share with those who may not know the Lord or who may be straddling the fence or whatever the case may be. But I guarantee you, if you share the word of God with someone who is going through a challenge, I guarantee you they will be blessed. Amen. We are vessels, and we are used by God to share the word of God with others. Amen. To proclaim the gospel. That is our journey, and that is the thing that God has mandated us to do, to go out and share the message. Amen. So enough of that. We're going to move over into Hampton, Virginia. And we have none other than on Zoom for the first time, we have none other than Pastor Rose Dixon, amen, from out of Hampton, VA, amen. Good to see you and good to be talking. This is a new thing, and we're changing, and you know, God is just going to bless it increasingly, amen.
Amen. All right, let's go for it.
You can go ahead. Can you hear me? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Amen. We have Alisa and Minister Herman, who is just tuned in on the Zoom as well.
God bless you.
Man,
well, amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. I see that New Beginnings is upgrading, going to another level. So that's awesome. That's wonderful. It's always good to go upgrade to another notch, to another level, so
amen,
that people can actually hear the word even more.
Amen.
Even more people can be attached to this ministry to hear what God is saying. So social media is awesome. These type of digital systems is wonderful, where everybody can be part of and everybody can hear about the good news and what God is saying in this season, in this hour.
Amen.
So we bless the Lord on today. Once again, I thank Dr. Clay, for allowing me to be here once again, to be on this platform to share word from the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs, the second chapter. Proverbs, the second chapter. I have three scriptures I want to talk about in this particular scripture, in this particular chapter as well. Proverbs, the second chapter, verses 6 through 8. You have to seek for it. And the reason why I believe that you have to seek out for this wisdom, basically, is so that you can have the knowledge, the understanding of what God is saying. You have to be mature, because a lot of times people don't have this wisdom because they're not mature. They're not mature spiritually. And when you don't have this wisdom, when you are immature and don't have this wisdom, you're bound to say anything. Your behavior be whatever it is. Your response to different things is whatever it is, because you're immature. And so I believe the reason why this wisdom that you have to really seek out, you got to really want it, and you have to have some spiritual maturity. It also says that the reason why you have to seek out, right, this wisdom is because the Bible says that it's hidden. This wisdom is hidden from rebellious and foolishness. Amen?
Amen.
You can't be foolish and you cannot be rebellious having this wisdom. Mm-hmm. You can't, if I say it like this, you can't be acting a fool carrying wisdom. It's wisdom and foolishness and rebellion don't go together. It's either you have the wisdom or you are foolish about the things that you are doing. It requires an effort. Wisdom, we're talking about wisdom, seeking this wisdom. It requires an effort to find it. Once again, you have to work to get this wisdom. It's just not given to you. And I also looked at this word wisdom. Wisdom also is a special gift. It's precious. When I looked at this word and I realized it's this wisdom, this is a precious gift that you can have. Because wisdom could take you a long way. Mm-hmm. Wisdom can open doors for you. Wisdom can put you in places that you never thought that you could go. So when you possess this wisdom, come on here, somebody. You got to hold on to it.
Amen.
My God, I know I have to hold on to the wisdom because there's foolish people, rebellious people around me. And any given time, I can lose that wisdom because of this foolishness or rebellious people around me. So it's a treasure. Come on here, somebody. It's a treasure to keep this wisdom.
Amen.
Because it helps you make right choices. It helps you to make right decisions. This wisdom also helps you when situations come to your door, you're able to handle it with wisdom. Because if you don't have this wisdom and situation hits your door, your response might be something that's out of this world. That's not like God. Your response could be something that is that can hurt the person that brings it to you. So you have to be careful. When you have this wisdom will help you to deal whatever situation that you deal with when it comes to the door.
Amen.
And in this season, in this hour, We got to be careful what we say. Come on here, somebody.
All right.
We got to be careful how we talk to people. Because, listen, people are broken. People are hurt. You see what's going on in the world today. People are dealing with financial crisis, death, losing their homes and stuff. And so when people come to you with some issues, you got to use wisdom to encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if an unbeliever comes to you or a sinner comes to you, somebody's dealing with drugs, alcohol, you have to use wisdom when you want to minister to them. Because first, they're already down. First, they're already in darkness. First, they're doing things of the enemy, and they're down already. So by you speaking with wisdom, using this gift that God is giving you, this wisdom that you searched out for and you seek for, you have to be able to speak to them, to encourage them, and to uplift your brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
This is not the time of season to bring them down, because I said before, they're already there. But we have to uplift them and bring them to another level, knowing that God loves them, knowing that God cares for them, knowing that God is worrying about them, knowing that God loves them even the more. So wisdom, we're talking about this wisdom. I also was looking up at the scripture says, and the sixth verse, for the Lord gives us wisdom. We talked about that. From his wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to give you 3 points, and we're going to talk about that. And like he said, this is an interaction Bible study, so we can interject. Amen, because I don't want to do all the talking tonight. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So this wisdom comes with knowledge and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And what wisdom teaches us, good judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first point. Wisdom teaches us good judgment. How to, like I said, handle challenges that arise. When you're walking in this wisdom, you begin to look at things differently
mm-hmm.
than it was yesterday or years before. You have good judgment. You just don't look at it and just jump all over it. You think about it, right? I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
When stuff comes or I have a situation going on back then, when I didn't have that wisdom, I would jump all over it and get myself messed up, get into depression, get worried, a worry mode, and I get depressed. But by my wisdom, I judge the thing, and I begin to look at it and say, okay, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is how I'm going to handle it. This is how I'm going to ask the Lord, I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost how to handle the situation when it comes. So I'm using good judgment. Any questions? Anybody want to talk about that as well?
It's I'm thinking like when the Bible talks about speak and swift to listen. So in this instance, we're to be slow to react and allow the Holy Spirit to give us that. Well, he's already given us that calm and peace, but we, like you said, we won't jump, but we'll, you know, be reserved enough to handle a situation or a conversation in a right manner. Because you're right, there's a lot of people going through out there, and we don't know who is mentally ill, even. We don't know who is on the edge. And if we be slow and use wisdom that God has given us, he will even give us the words to speak at that instant. Well, I like this wisdom, because we do need wisdom to navigate this life we're in. That's the
right.
Utmost thing, one of the utmost things.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good pastor. Next time I'll show my face. This is good.
Yes. Also, when you talked about allowing God to speak for you,
yeah. Amen.
That's that's very important in this season of sour. Let him speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
You take the back seat and let him speak. Because sometimes, you know, when we speak, we may come with a bad attitude, a bad way of thinking at the situation. And so it's important to allow God to speak. That's why when, like I said before, whenever I am going through something, I'm like, God, how should I respond to that? Or what should I do? You know, because sometimes when we deal with stuff and challenges come, we are angry, right? We're disappointed. We are furious at some point. And so we say things that we should not say because of the situation, because of the challenge. But that's when you have to take the back seat and say, Lord, how do I handle this? Because look, God, this thing looks bad. This ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a bad way, and my attitude and my emotions is going crazy.
Right.
Lord, help me, because I'm going to put Rose back. Let me sit back. And what should I do? Because sometimes we talk off the mouth when we say things, right?
Mm-hmm.
We say things that's not right. But guess what? Once it's out, you can't take it back.
Right.
Because that person's going to be like, I don't remember what you said to me.
Yeah.
You can say, forgive me, I'm sorry. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Reality is still in their mind. Mm-hmm. They're still thinking about what you said to me. So you have to be used wisdom in the way you talk to people, even when you're angry, even when you're frustrated. So you have to be careful and use that wisdom. My second one, a strong character. Wisdom calls you to have a real strong character. Wisdom will cause you to have that Galatians 5:22. That's my. I love that scripture. Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
That strong character, that DNA of Christ, which is love, joy, peace, long suffering. Even in the 23rd verse, temperament, patience, all of that. That strong character, and that's what wisdom will give you. It gives you that strong foundation. Even when you have strong character, you are also having good influence. That's good right here.
That's good right there.
When you have that strong character, you have good influence.
Amen.
That you are able to influence someone else. And guess what? They take it. They listen to what you're saying. Even strong character, having that godly lifestyle.
Amen.
Listen, your lifestyle has to line up with the word of God.
That's right.
Why? Because people are watching you for one thing.
That's right.
They're watching you how you live it. And that, most of the time, say, you know, if that person see you living right, they're going to say, guess what? I want what you have. How can I get that? How can I live like that? That's influence as well. So I mean, strong character. Wisdom will also increase your ability, once again, to influence others. Listen, when you have some good wisdom, and I have some people that I go to, amen, that have some wisdom, my God, the influence that they have, I'm like, yes, I want that. And it encourages me to go deeper in God. It encourages me to get closer to God because of what they have said and the wisdom that comes out of their mouth.
Yeah.
I'm so receptive to hear what they have to say. So when I'm going through something, I go call them up. Hey, what do you think? Help me with this. Give me some good wisdom on this. Give me some good nuggets about the situation that I'm going through. That's having strong character. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
It will even influence your community. Wisdom will influence the community, it's the people that's around you.
That's right. If I may say, that's one of the things I always tell my coworkers. You know, you have to set the example. Our people, as long as you're doing the right thing, they will follow. They, like you said, Pastor Rose, they watching you. So whatever you're doing and they like the outcome of what's happening with you, they're going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm just on that train. So that's, yeah, I you know, that's just an everyday thing, and we have to remember that. One of the other things I had wanted to mention was that, you know, you talked about wisdom and having you know, we call at work, we call it a feature of the action. Somebody comes to you with something, and you immediately, first thing first, on, and if it may be negative, you just throw it out there. You don't think about it. It just comes out guilty. But anyway,
you're not by yourself.
But again, you have to, you know, the question pulling me up. It doesn't. Because a lot of times I have one of my friends says, just because you think it don't mean to say it. Okay.
That's right.
And I'll say, Michelle was going to bought me a T-shirt that says, if my mouth doesn't say it, my face will show it. But you know, we have to be mindful of people, and because we don't ever know with all that's going on, you don't know a person's breaking point. Mm-hmm. You don't, because just because you didn't take a minute to stop and think about what you were going to say or what you said to that person, mm-hmm. you don't know where that person was at. You know, as far as a mental status, you don't know. So whatever
right.
you do or don't say to that person, or do say, it could never be different in that person's life. It could be a life or death situation.
That's right. That's true.
Amen. That is so true. Because we're going through so much, but you don't know where they're at that moment.
You don't.
And you say something negative, it may just snap right at you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be careful how we talk to people. And consult the Holy Ghost. When I'm ministering, I have to ask the Holy Ghost, what should I say to this person? What is the ministering word that I need to tell this person to encourage them?
Because
mm-hmm. I never want to go on my own thinking. I want to go on God's thinking.
Amen.
Amen. I want to follow His lead, His thoughts. His thought process. And so it's important that we be careful what we say. And also when we're talking about this strong character, this influence in the community, when you have this strong character, you can lead an unbeliever to be a believer.
Yes.
An unsaved person, you can lead them back to Christ.
That's right.
When you have this strong character. I tell them all the time because I do outreach. I'm over outreach as well at my church.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, you know, make sure you have the strong character. Make sure that you walk in like this, because when you go out there in outreach, you're going to meet all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
People that are opposition, people that are not of God, don't look like you, don't smell like you, don't talk like you. You got to operate in this strong character, this wisdom, to compel them to come back to Christ. So it's important that you walk like this because you want to be an influence in the kingdom. I tell it like this. I want to be effective, not infection, in the kingdom. Because, you know, when you infection somebody in the community, in the kingdom, there's low immune system, there's blood disease, there's so many things happening when you infect the kingdom. There's so many issues, so many problems, and we don't want to have that in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody to be healthy. That's my new thing. It's always been it, but I've been speaking healthy relationships, healthy spiritually. We're looking for people to be healthy in this season, in this hour. And to get all that they need and get all that healthy spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not walking in that wisdom, you're not going to make, it's not going to be so. And so we have to have that strong character. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It was just the two that I was wanting to talk about, those 2 points of having the wisdom of God. These are some of the benefits of having it. And also the Bible goes on to say in the 6th verse, because I'm still in the 6th verse, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Basically, that understanding to me is applying what you know. Mm-hmm. Now you know what this wisdom consists of. Right? Now you know how to operate in it. Now let's apply it to our brothers and sisters. Let's make better decisions in our lives. As we are on this journey called life, make it better for you. Make this journey of this life better for you by making the right decisions, moving the way God would want you to move. The Bible goes on to the 7th verse. He says, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. And as we have all this wisdom, right, and that we have all these things that God has given unto us, the Bible says when he looks, when the world, the wisdom that God has given us, because God has given us wisdom, it tells us that God holds us true to his word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This wisdom that he's given us, he holds true to it. As we seek for it and we search out for it, God holds true to his word. Let's go to Proverbs, the 30th chapter, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs. As it talks about, he stores up sound wisdom for upright. He is still to those who walk upright. That's in the 7th verse of Proverbs 2. We're going to Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. Everywhere God is pure, he's a shield that he is a shield to those who put their trust in him. He do not add to his word, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. So basically what God is saying here and what this proverb is saying, Solomon is saying here, how God is so true to his word. His word is not a lie.
Amen.
What he said, it is so. And he said, it's so pure. That means his word is right. His word is so clear. There's nothing tainted about his word. But it's so pure. And he said, he shields to those who put their trust in him. In other words, he covers those that trust in him. So when I look at that word even the more, it lets me know the more I trust God, and the more that I trust in his wisdom that he gives me, there's a shield of protection around me.
Amen.
Bible says he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
So we don't have to worry about him leaving us out or unprotected because he covers us. Psalms 84 and 11. Let's go there. Psalms 84 and 11. And this is David speaking in Psalms. David is speaking in Psalms 84 and 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright with him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So he holds nothing from us. He will not hold a good thing from us. Why? Because he's a good God. He's a wonderful and awesome God. And as long as we stay connected to him and have this wisdom that he's given unto us, we will want for nothing. He gives us whatever that we desire to have. As long as we walk upright with him, that we we make the right decisions, that we walk with him, do what he says, follow his commands, be obedient to his word. He will not hold nothing from us.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. My God. Any questions?
Yeah. I'm thinking, if I'm not mistaken, how the word says he will give wisdom to the upright. That means he's not just, well, the upright is asking for wisdom anyway. We're asking for it. But he's mm-hmm. not just, you know, my mother used to say, or the word used to say, don't throw me the pearls before the
swine.
You know, so that's letting me know that God's not just, because people ain't asking for it. He's just not going to give it to them. His word says ask, and he'll give it liberally. But there's a lot of people in the world, and even some in the church, in our kingdom of God, they're not asking for it. But he will give it to the upright, those that walk upright before him. This is good. I like this.
Elder
John and Suzanne, this is good.
This is
good book
right
here.
Amen. Book of wisdom. Also, when he talked about upright, walking in integrity.
Integrity, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You have to walk in integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Walk in integrity. Walk in purpose. Walk in destiny. Walk in your purpose, walk in your destiny, because listen, everybody has purpose and everybody has a destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But God is looking for us to walk in it. And as you walk in that, like the scripture says, and like Minister Herman was saying, that you can have this wisdom. It's given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you now, when you walk in, this is good right here. When you walk in integrity and you walk in and all that, and God gives us wisdom because we know that you can handle it. Because when you walk in integrity and you walk in your purpose, you can handle whatever God has for you.
He can trust you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're in position to receive everything that he has. So some believers are not in position to, or are not even ready to handle what he's about to give you. We say, Lord, please give me this. I desire this. I want this. But you're not even there. You're not even ready to handle it. You're spiritually not in position for it, to receive what he has for us. And so that's why I said we have to be careful of what we ask for.
Amen.
Because you're asking for stuff that you can't even handle.
Amen.
People want these big titles and apostles and bishops and prophets.
Yeah.
Baby, you better know what you're asking for because it comes with stuff.
What you give.
And you can't be a coward.
That's right.
You can't be fearful. Because these gifts come with something.
Amen. Responsibility.
this is God's word. It's what God is speaking. It's what God is doing.
Mm.
And we have to treasure it even the more. And so this
mm-hmm.
wisdom that we have is, I'm at the eighth verse.
Mm-hmm.
It says, it guards the path of justice, and it preserves the way of the saints. Seeking
mm-hmm.
his wisdom, God protects it. Right? He protects us. He keeps you from falling. Let's talk about this. This wisdom that you have with God and that's in you, it prevents you from falling. It prevents you from making bad choices. It prevents you, from making bad choices. You won't fall.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the scripture says. And you won't fall if you're walking in wisdom. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not making bad choices. You're not making bad decisions. You're not turning on bad corners. You're not turning on a bad street. Because this wisdom that you have is directing you in the right path. So you cannot fall. If you're truly walking in wisdom, very rare you will fall. Because that wisdom will give you the direction that you need to go. I look at that, it's a GPS for me. It gives me where I need to go. It gives me what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it won't allow you to fall. And it guards your path of justice.
Mm-hmm.
It guards your heart. Wisdom will guard your heart. You won't be, it's like, you know, it guards you so much that, you know, you won't be hurt all the time. There's, you know, you won't be shattered. You won't be broken. Because it guards that. You make the right decision, and God told you don't go there to that man or to that woman or to that situation that you know is going to hurt you. That was going to lead you to another path and prevent you from getting hurt. That's how wisdom works. It works for me. I see a situation that I don't need to go there, and I know the Holy Ghost told me, Rose is going to hurt you. It's not going to benefit you. It's going to do X, Y, and Z to you. So I advise you to go this way. And sure enough, I go this way because it prevented me from getting hurt or whatever that's happening over there. I'm not going to be affected by it because I use the wisdom of God. I listen to him.
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. That's wisdom right there. And the
more
you listen, the more you hear. If that makes sense.
No, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
The more you listen and you're obedient, the more you'll hear, the more you'll flow in the Spirit.
You saying that right there?
Flowing in the rhythm of God.
Yes.
That's good right there. For you flow. Because I was in a situation. Putting them in a situation over the weekend with my family, my two sisters, they're at odds with one another. And Holy Spirit says, I don't want you in there. You know, he allows you to be in things and not be in things. He says, I don't want you to be a part of that. Because that right there, what they're going through, it's what I'm doing is praying that they'll come and get it together. Because you know what? Guarding your heart. Because I know about my sisters. You know, you get involved and I just want to say this. You know what? After a while, sometimes they'll turn on you. But you know what? We do have to guard our heart. Because they're not going to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. You know? So right now, if I'm explaining myself correctly, right now I have to guard my heart because out of it flows the issues of life. So I need to guard my heart. Guard my mind and pray for them. But be concerned, but be not concerned. Only to the point that in existence, I'm praying for them. And when I need to interject, I will. If wisdom tells me to, that's good. God, bring it back to wisdom. If wisdom says, okay, let's share. But if he doesn't say share, nope.
That's right. And also this wisdom, and this is my last part, my last point. Also this wisdom will allow you not to fall into sin. You will not stumble. When you're walking in wisdom, sin can't grab you. Sin can't take a hold of you and say, come on, come on, come on. Because that wisdom will say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Let me go. In the name of Jesus. It can no longer be, you're no longer a slave to sin when you walk in wisdom. You no longer walk in darkness when you walk in wisdom. Darkness cannot hold you down. Darkness cannot pull you. It can't pull you to the left. Because now you're walking in wisdom. Sin can't speak to you and say, I want you to do X, Y, and Z. Now wisdom will kick in and begin to rebuke that thing and send it back to the center. That's what wisdom would do. You're no longer a puppet for the enemy anymore when you're walking in wisdom.
That's right.
Amen. Sin will not have a hold over you. It won't be your God. Because at one point, sin was your God. You would do whatever that the enemy was telling you to do. You would stay, walk, you would sleep with it, you would eat with it, you would do it all what this devil says to you. But when wisdom steps in, when God steps in, all of that is gone. You no longer have to take an ear and follow what sin is doing, because now you're walking in wisdom.
Amen.
It protects you from the enemy. That's what wisdom does. And so that's all I have. Amen.
Awesome.
You know, these are some of the benefits of walking in wisdom. And I'm glad that God is, I have seeked it out, I searched it out. I thank God for the wisdom that I have because it puts me in a better place. I'm in a better space in God. My strength is leveled up. My faith is leveled up. My belief system is leveled up even the more because of the wisdom that I have got, that I have with God. Because if I didn't have this wisdom, my God, that would be somewhere else. But thanks be to God. Amen. He speaks into my ear, and he speaks to my heart about the things that I need to do for the kingdom. Amen. Any questions? I give back to you. Back
all mics are open. If you have any comments, all mics are open.
I have a comment. I have a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Maddie.
I'm
yes, that wisdom. I wanted to say in 1 Corinthians 1:24 says, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So Christ is wisdom. He is the wisdom of God that we have in us, having been born again. So we have the capacity to be what God has called us to be because the greater one lives on the inside of us. That wisdom is from on high. It's not just man's wisdom, but it's God's wisdom that lives within us. That was wonderful, powerful message. Thank you so much for that.
Amen.
I would like to also comment that I thought it was a really powerful word. When you speak of wisdom,
being the guiding light and means of uplifting people. So many people are really at rock bottom, and they just need to be uplifted. And to uplift them, you have to be careful about what you say, what your actions are. Make sure they're the words of a Christian. We get our word from the Bible, we get our word from God, and we're to keep in mind that we're servants, and servants of God. We're not captains and admirals or whatever whatever we desire to be. We have to keep in mind that we're educators, and we have a lesson plan we're teaching by, and that lesson plan is the Bible. And like you're running a classroom, you have to plan every step as to how you're going to get this lesson done. Know your students, know the people you're dealing with, the parents, everybody you come in contact with, because you have to communicate with them in a different way. But anyway, that message has to be consistent, and it's got to be the words of wisdom. And speak to people the way you want to be spoken to. Be mild, meek, but also be a leader. Wisdom is the light, and we want to walk in the light as the light supersedes darkness. And we want to be able to, someone who's having a rough day, a rough year, rough last 5 years, or some sudden illness, whatever it might be, you want to be able to lift them up, speak life. Anyway, I think you did a fantastic job. Very good words. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
If there are no more comments at this point in time, we'd like to remind you that you can go into the archives, go into Blog Talk Radio, type in "We Can Begin Again," and you can listen to this message again and share it with a friend or someone that you may know to be a blessing. If you want to be a blessing to someone, turn them on to the Word of God, and it will change their lives. Amen. That is what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to be blessings, amen, and allow God to work through us. So for those of you who are listening, we pray that you have been blessed by this message this evening. We are going through the book of Proverbs. We will be going through the book of Proverbs until we get to the end. They call it the book of wisdom. Amen. I don't know about you, but we can all use a little bit more wisdom. Amen. And on our journey, because we have so many challenges being men and women of God. We have so many challenges, and just having wisdom and being led by the Holy Spirit will definitely help us to overcome obstacles that come against us. Amen. Dr. Suzanne, any comments? Any questions?
Oh, this was good. Welcome. So glad you all joined us. I had a good time
And again, once again, we do thank you for participating this evening. We're going to have Pastor Rose, who is going to give us our favorite prayer. Please keep in mind that we will be going through Zoom as well as you can call in. We have a variety of different tools that we're going to use just to try to increase social media. Amen. We're trying to use all of the tools to be able to reach the masses. And if you know on a Wednesday, join a friend. Telephone, tell a friend. Amen. Come on and just be blessed. Amen. I guarantee you that you will be a blessing to them if you invite them to know God, to know Jesus, amen, and have a personal relationship. I guarantee you their life will never be the same, amen, and you will be looked at differently in their eyes. They already know that we are walking the walk, but we also talk in the talk as well. Amen. So we do thank you for that. Pastor Rose, would you like to give our closing prayer, and then we're going to close out.
Amen. Well, we bless the Lord on tonight, and we thank God for this word that went forth today. So, Father God, we thank you, God, for all things that you've done on tonight, God. I pray, God, allow this word to be a life-changing word, God, that begins to change the mindset of your people on today, God, and that they begin to apply it to their lives on today. Holy Ghost, we thank you for feeding us on tonight and giving us everything that we need about wisdom in the name of Jesus, and that we will do it in this evening, in this hour. We will apply it to our life in the name of Jesus. And now unto him who's able to keep us from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I can begin again.